Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Developers of a proposed 4,500-home subdivision near Lake Waccamaw will hold a public meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at East Columbus High School. Folks can ask questions and learn more about the proposal. The meeting is expected to last about an hour. Opponents of the plan are encouraging residents to turn out and to wear red in opposition. A major impediment to stormwater drainage in downtown Wyville could soon see some improvements. City Council will hear an update tonight on plans to install larger culverts to the rail bed on Canal Street. That would allow stormwater to flow directly into Soul Swamp. Wyville City Council is also expected to approve the fiscal 25-26 budget with no property tax increases. There will be some increases on fees due to increased cost of operations for city utilities. City Manager Darren Curry will also update the board on progress of returning tax collection to the city after the county canceled its agreement for collecting municipal taxes. Strong storms and high winds left around 1,900 people without power across Columbus County Sunday. Trees were reported down in roadways in Nakana, Crusoe, Brunswick, Old Dock, near Tabor City, and Chabert. Several boats, including a large pontoon boat, broke loose at Lake Waccamaw. Nuisance flooding was reported in several communities as well. Tar Heel gamblers spent less and took home less in May, according to the State Lottery Commission. Just over $562 million was wagered in e-gambling in May, resulting in $492 million in winnings. That's down from April, when bettors spent $576 million and took home $525 million. Revenues for the state from e-gambling in May totaled just shy of $12 million. An Elizabethtown area man was jailed after an investigation into alleged drug sales near White Lake, according to the Bladen County Sheriff's Office. Cornelius Lamar Autry, age 53, was held under a secured bond for possession and sale of opiates. Undercover officers purchased the drugs as part of an ongoing investigation. Drug arrests typically rise during the summer months as tourists flock to the White Lake area. The Columbus Baptist Association is once again hosting Mission Serve. CBA needs donations of bottled water, Gatorade, and Powerade to help these hard-working youngins through the summer heat. Donations can be dropped off Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the association office. That's located at 208 South Thompson Street in Wyville. Large donations can be picked up. Just to arrange that, call 910-642-2155. Gergana's Farm Store will be holding its June Flock Swap on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2. There is no cost. Birds and small livestock of any kind may be sold. The farm store is located in Wyville Plaza. And Wyville Police are asking residents to complete a survey about the department, their concerns, and the community in general. The survey is available on the city website. We also have a link in this story. The survey will be open until August 2nd. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.